2nd of December 2019, Matthew 8, 5 to 11. When he went into Capernaum, a centurion came up and pleaded with him. "Sir," he said, "my servant is lying at home, paralyzed and in great pain." Jesus said to him, "I will come myself and cure him." The centurion replied, "Sir, I am not worthy to have you under my roof. Just give the word, and my servant will be cured. For I am under authority myself, and have soldiers under me. And I say to one man, 'Go,' and he goes. To another, 'Come here,' and he comes. To my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was astonished, and said to those following him, "In truth, I tell you, in no one in Israel I have found faith as great as this. And I tell you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob at the feast in the kingdom of heaven." Especially in the reflections during Advent, we will keep an eye on the second coming of Christ. The whole salvation story is approaching to this event, and we Christians are well advised to consciously include this dimension in our lives. No one knows the time and hour but God Himself. But when the Lord comes, will He find His bride awake and faithful when He comes at the end of the time? Today's Gospel addresses to the faith. "I have never found such a faith in anyone in Israel," Jesus is saying. The Lord did not want to escape this belief of the centurion. Even though he did not belong to the people of Israel, and Jesus was sent to the lost sheep of Israel. No, on the contrary, the centurion belonged to the Roman occupying power, and this was for the people in Israel hostile. But Jesus looked at the heart of this man and at his amazing faith. In the sacred liturgy of the Roman Church, a sentence of this centurion, slightly modified, was added and repeated 3 times in the old Roman rite. "Lord, I am not worthy that you enter under my roof, but only say a word, and my soul shall be healed." What makes the captain's faith so exemplary that Jesus puts it before everyone's eyes? At first, a humility is to be seen. He is aware that there is a big difference between him and Jesus. In no way does he appear as a proud Roman and seek healing from Jesus. No, he comes and asks for another man, for his sick servant. Assuming that he did not do this out of selfishness, we see that he had a heart for his servant. This was certainly different from many other Romans, where the servants were certainly simply replaced when they could no longer fulfill their ministry. But the fact that the centurion opened himself for the sake of his servant, because he suffered great pain, points to another attitude of this man towards his subordinates. Of his own example, as a centurion gives commands that were obeyed, he easily concluded the authority of the Lord. And it was clear for him that what the Lord said would happen. One word from Jesus was enough. He did not need to come himself. And Jesus granted him the hearing of his petition. "Go, it should happen as you believed." And in the same hour the servant became well. Here we truly find an example attitude of faith on the foundation of humility, lives the loving concern for another, and the firm conviction that the Lord can heal. But this example is important for other reasons too. Jesus makes a statement about the future in the context of this event. "I say to you, many will come from the east and the west to sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But those for whom the kingdom was foreseen are thrown out into the uttermost darkness. There they will howl and gnash their teeth." This applies to the coming of the peoples for whom the pagan centurion is a sign. And indeed, through the path of faith in the Son of God, God gives people direct access to Him. The message of the Lord does not remain with the lost sheep of Israel. It opens to all mankind, invited to enter the house of the Heavenly Father. When you look at the centurion belief, do we ask ourselves if we have such a faith? Faith is an essential element in waiting for the return of the Lord. The Lord asks the question, but will the Son of Man, when he comes, find the faith on earth? In Luke 18:8. We have to realize that in many countries there is very little true faith. And in those countries where the gospel is proclaimed, a great apostasy is often obvious. So what could we answer the Lord? In fact, we only can ask him to look at the faith of his church. And when we say this, we must also see that there is an increasing apostasy, confusion, and secularization in it, and the number of believers who try to live faithfully, unfortunately, is small. But here we ourselves are asked to deepen our faith and to ask the Lord for the strengthening of our faith, especially in such difficult times, when some see our church in the Passion. Thus, such times of increasing apostasy can become a challenge to bind oneself more deeply to the Lord and to give a hold and an orientation for other people. Times of apostasy can call us to go completely to the service of God and leave all lukewarmness behind. The Apostle Paul has probably already waited in his time that the Lord will come soon. How much nearer his coming may be now.
Seen a great light. The